1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together for the next 2 hours. Topics such as love, family, social talk, fun, leisure, and travel. And that's just for starters. No matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone out there. I'll tell you what, Greg Isaac, of course, Joseph Erdo in the studio.
Erdo,
come on. You want to be called Erdo or Iardo?
You know what? I like one Erdo and one Iardo. That way,
You say
do.
Okay. I say tick, you say?
I just say Iardo.
Okay.
Anyway,
this is great. My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Joseph, how about you?
Oh, it is for me, too. You know, all the food, everything is just awesome.
I can tell, Dave. You look stuffed.
I haven't even eaten.
No, I think you did. I saw you a couple hours ago.
Sneaking.
I'm still cooking. I'm always cooking.
Cooked all right.
I cook a turkey in a bag. Ever try that?
No.
Yeah.
Is it in the oven?
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that
the one time I forgot. So I put it in the bag and I go, oh, there's something missing. Now, one time you might remember, Greg, someone said defrost it like the night before. Big mistake.
Yeah.
It didn't quite work. It was still thawing out as Thanksgiving ended. The turkey, I could never cook it.
Well, is it in the bag right now?
It's in the bag cooking. At what was it, 425, 375?
Something like that. That's probably why we all got
500
cells.
So, yeah. That's what Facebook says. Anyway, Thanksgiving's great. Did you see the parade today?
It was awesome.
It was incredible. What do you like the best?
Well, I like the three. You know, I'm a big fan of the balloons and the three new ones this year. Did you see Hello Kitty in that airplane?
I saw Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly?
Yeah. Okay. But not Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty, that was one of the new balloons.
No, that was a new James Bond movie, Hello Kitty. Oh, that was something else. Okay.
And
Sean Connery.
The Elf on the Shelf, that one was my favorite. But then also Papa Smurf, that was a new one.
He was good. Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with Smurf. Papa Smurf.
That reminds me of Papa Murphy's. Papa Smurf, take and bake.
Have some pizza later on.
I know.
I think we'll have leftovers for the next week, though.
I wonder if they're open today.
Saying that for tomorrow or when your leftovers are done. From what I'm seeing, I'm guessing you'll have leftovers for about a week or so. It just depends on how much you want to eat at once. But I saw what you brought home. That was amazing.
Wasn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still cooking a turkey by myself.
Well, you're having another one tonight, but you can just have your leftovers.
I like cooking my own turkeys. Yeah. How about you, Joseph?
I do, too. Have you ever tried one of those infrared fryers, the oil-less fryers?
No, but oilless? Fryers?
Yeah, oilless. It's you hook it up to the propane tank, and it's in this cylinder. It's made by Charbroil, that's what mine is in right now. I probably should have turned the propane off. I'm going to have a problem here.
Breaking news, an explosion on 35th
that's a
Street.
That's
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't wait. You know, and it crisps the skin. You ought to try that.
Oh, I love
delicious.
That stuff. Oh, where did you buy it?
I think they got it at Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
My brother in San Diego, who has a radio show and is on TV, and he had this oil-type fryer, or what's it called, a deep cooker?
Deep fryer, the oil turkey?
And it's really pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then some people smoke their turkey.
Yeah,
I've had that. Some people just smoke.
True, yeah. And then the turkey.
Like Colorado and Washington, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why I'm planning on moving there, but we'll see.
That's right. I hear the airplanes go higher when they land.
You know what's interesting with us, Joseph, because I know you said you haven't eaten yet. We have the early morning one. You know, we started at 11, and we'll also have some more action later on. So if we fall asleep in the studio from the turkey we've had, you may have to take over.
Tryptophan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you say tryptophan, or is that like fan? You said tryptophan.
Tryptophan. What is it? Where is fan? Is that a location?
You said tryptophan. Fan, F-A-N. Okay, so we got a great show on Thanksgiving today, of course, from KXXT, 10:10 a.m. You're going to review some amazing movies that came out, some maybe not so amazing, some maybe amazing. And you got quite a few of them. We're also going to talk about films about food. Mm-hmm. Dysfunctional Families, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And and films about Thanksgiving, of course.
There's a few of them out there, believe it or not.
And then I believe you're going to talk about what everyone loves about Thanksgiving, which is Black Friday. Am I right?
Yeah, we've got Black Friday deals. I know of all the DVDs where you can get them the cheapest tonight, tomorrow morning. It's going to be awesome. And, and we're going to tell you where to get these.
And computers?
I don't have the computers.
Oh, Greg, you have computers?
Yes.
Okay. You've got the computer deal? With
me. I have it up online right now. So
when he said he was falling asleep, he wasn't kidding.
No,
Tryptophan. We're going to call you Tryptophan. Okay.
But when we also have a little bit later on a pre-recorded interview with the author of Silver Linings Playbook. His name is Matthew Quick. So,
excellent.
One of the movies we're going to review today.
That sounds very, very cool. Let's get ready to rumble, as they say where, Greg?
Boxing.
No, boxing? Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I thought it was WWE.
No, I think it started out with boxing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't going to answer that because I didn't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I actually forgot. Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
It is Thanksgiving.
I realized, yeah. You have
what's your favorite pie?
And,
no, let's go for favorite pies.
Okay, favorite pie?
Favorite pies for 2 points.
I didn't have pie yet today.
Yeah, but what is your favorite pie?
Oh, man, probably pumpkin.
What's yours, Joe?
Keep it basic, I guess.
I'm going to say mincemeat.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've tried that yet.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's good. Tastes good.
I've heard of it. You don't know what's in it?
I think it's just like a bunch of different fruits or something.
But you said mincemeat. Meat.
Well, but it's,
Right? Meat. Like steak is in it. Prime rib is in it.
I
T-bone.
I've never cooked the mincemeat pie. Oh. I've just eaten it, and it goes so quick.
Well, you don't like pumpkin pie with whipped cream?
No, I like
pumpkin.
How about
coconut cream?
Pie. Coconut cream's delicious. Banana cream?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And chocolate cream?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a tomato soup cake?
Never.
That is delicious. If you like if you like carrot cake, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And all you do is you it's a can of Campbell's tomato soup and some sugar, and you've got some frosting on top. It is awesome.
Wow.
But as Stuart Gilligan Griffin says, you can't have a pie without Cool Whip. And pumpkin pie with Cool Whip, I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Whip?
It's just amazing.
Oh, that is
amazing. I can't wait to have some pumpkin pie a little later.
The H is silent, Greg.
Yeah, that's right.
Why is with emphasis on the H?
So you got so many movies. Which one do you think you want to start with?
Well, I think we're gonna get the elephant out of the room right now.
Yeah.
The Twilight Saga.
Whoa.
Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh.
We had a big week last week. You talked to Boo Boo Stewart, I know, in the studio.
Yes.
And we had Maggie Grace, and we had Mia Maestro, and some other awesome stars from the movie.
Well, it's Twilight week for us. And actually, it'll be for weeks this is going to continue, right?
Probably.
And continue, because it should stay in the movies quite a long time, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. I don't have that with me from this last weekend, but I know that it was probably explosive.
Absolutely.
And go on our website, and you could see some of the stars we've had. BreakRadioShow.com. That's Break, BREAK, RadioShow.com. See some of the stars and links to the interviews, and really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's,
let's get ready to rumble.
In boxing.
Yeah.
Do you know what this one's about, the part two?
Yeah, it's about, I think it's about protecting Bella's little baby.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
The Cullens,
which is really interesting.
Yeah, it is. The Cullens gather other vampire clans throughout the world in order to protect Edward, Robert Pattinson, and Bella's, Kristen Stewart's, newborn child, Renesmee's her name, from a false allegation that puts the family in front of the Volturi. You know, those are the bad guys.
And they have big powers.
Yeah, Michael Sheen. Oh, yeah.
And that girl that was in Jane. Wasn't in Jane, but her name's Jane. What's her
Dakota
name?
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, that
Fanning.
One.
Yeah, you're gonna. She's
powerful.
Dakota Fanning's. Yeah. She's got a great scene in this. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but yeah. So
that was one of Dave's favorite scenes. He was talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
What was that scene? Okay.
It's an awesome scene. We'll just tell listeners that we don't want to spoil it for
them. Do you
want
to put a couple letters in front of scene? Obscene? Okay. Anyway.
If you've ever wanted to see Dakota Fanning, something bad happen to her, you're going to rush out to Twilight. Yeah.
And she has those mental powers.
Yes, yes, she does. But they might not be a match for a werewolf. I'll
tell you. So what do we got?
So this, without spoiling the ending. Right. I don't want to spoil the ending for anyone, but I still want to review it. I don't know if you're going to listen to me or not, because, I mean, obviously people are still already heading out to the theater in droves.
And many times watching this. Multiple times,
absolutely. And they said they had that marathon last week when it opened, too. And so whether it does so intentionally or if it's just inherently, this is a self-satirizing movie. It makes fun of itself. It pokes fun of itself. And I don't know if that is intentional or if it just does that, you know, because it is so ridiculous.
But did it work?
I think it worked great. I mean, I don't know if it was intentional, but, you know, when I was in the theater, there was a bunch of fans in there. I was at the pre-screening, and people were loving this film, but they were laughing hysterically, and I thought it was just great. I was having a blast watching this because, you know, with some of the other installments, it got so self-serious, you know, so melodramatic.
Yeah.
I know you love the entire franchise, but I had some problems early on with it being kind of a soap opera, a supernatural soap opera. And, you know, I loved Passions when that was on, but I had some problems early on. This, I think, gets it right because it knows that this is all kind of silly. And so not to take it too seriously.
Not in Washington, though.
Right.
No, really, if you go there, you really can see them.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go there.
Well, that's because when you've had some experiences with that where you were hallucinating, I've heard.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was in Washington. I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, it's true what they voted in.
But all things considered, this final film of the franchise, it's a lot of fun. There's an action-packed battle sequence near the end that finally makes full use of the property's potential. I mean, you've got vampires fighting vampires. You got vampires fighting werewolves. You got humans in the mix. I mean, this is like if you ever seen Chronicles of Narnia, where all these people are going at each other, all these creatures. This is kind of like that. And there's decapitations going on. This is some serious business, I'll tell you that.
Wow,
nice. Great action, but then at the end, what I liked
Ooh,
is...
don't say.
No. I'm not going to spoil that. No, the final credits, there's this really touching tribute. They show each of the actors that's been in the entire franchise. So both Victorias, Bryce Dallas Howard and the other one.
Yeah,
so they show all of them, and they put who they played, and they kind of like do some book pages.
Really?
Some interesting things. So and I was touched, and I wasn't even a fan of the books at all. And you know, I was just a mild fan of the movies, especially these last two. But I think that a lot of the fans in the audience, the twihards, as we call them, they were crying. They had tears in their eyes because this is coming to an end.
That's right. It is always sad. And of course, Greg is Team Rosalie. I'm Team Alice. What did it say about Alice? Am I in her future at all? Did it show me in the book?
Actually, you broke her ability to see the future.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of me.
Yeah. For Alice. So I actually captured both Team Alice and Team Rosalie.
Oh.
Well, if you see this movie, and I'm sure you will, Alice sees the future sometime in the end, and I'll just say that maybe
and I wasn't in there.
You weren't in the she wasn't seeing her own future. She was seeing some other people's future. Mm-hmm. But this might not be the end of the franchise after all. I'll just say that.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
You know, fans of the book know there's something going on with Renesmee and Taylor Lautner, Jacob.
Yeah.
So you know you don't know there.
Well, I like that Team Alice though.
Yeah. But I'm giving this a B.
A B?
A B for zines.
Oh, okay. So, four zines.
Four
zines.
Okay,
well. Yeah. Well, what would have made it five zines?
Five zines.
It's very hard to get a five zine.
It is
movie.
Hard to get a five I give, zine.
Probably
movie.
Let me tell you
few.
One thing. I give the first one five zines.
Okay.
I thought it was that good.
I think I've given all of them except for these last two, three zines.
Okay, so I went five zines on the first one, probably 2.5 zines on the second.
Yeah.
You know, was that the one you weren't as thrilled with?
Yeah, the whole Rome one.
I mean,
one,
but not quite the same. Eclipse, I think a good four zines. Breaking Dawn Part 1, probably four zines. So the first one was my five zines.
Okay. Well, and Part 1, Breaking Dawn, I mean, that one caused panic among pregnant women throughout the world, right?
Yeah, that was that. Oh yeah, yeah, that was wild. Greg, what would you give the first one? You've seen all of them.
You know, the first one I liked.
Yeah.
Was
it be a five zinger?
No, I'd say about 3.5 zings.
Wow,
you did love it. Liked it. Yeah. The second one didn't really like too much. I mean, I thought the first time around it was somewhat entertaining, but
yeah,
you know, I'd say that was probably 1.5 zings.
Oh,
so being a little hard on that. Eclipse, mm-hmm. The third part, I actually thought that was pretty good. I thought that almost matched, you know, the first one. So back to 3.5 zings. But I will agree with you, Joseph, on Zing. Similar with the Breaking Dawns, I would give both of them 4. I thought it was great.
Okay.
I thought the way they took the franchise, obviously so going off the book. But, you know, I haven't read the book, so, you know, I know a lot of people though, seem to like the Breaking Dawns.
But that's good. 4 Zings is still 4
Zings. It's definitely good. I mean, we do have a 5 Zine today, though. You know, so, roulette, we'll see which one it is. But
that is good. Why don't we take a break and then let's start when we get into the other movie reviews.
Sure.
I'm really excited to hear what the 5 Zine is.
Me too.
I'm going to, wait, you already know, though.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And anyway, this is our Thanksgiving edition of the magazine. Everyone hopefully is having a great Thanksgiving. And we'll be right back to do some more movie reviews in just a few minutes.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Happy Thanksgiving again. We're having fun here in the studio on Thanksgiving. And Yeah, we ate a little bit already. We'll eat some more. Joseph, of course, is in studio with us. Joseph Iardo, what do you call him?
Iardo.
Okay. Did you eat already?
No, I didn't eat it. I snuck a little bit.
Oh, some sneaking.
Some sneaking,
okay.
Yeah.
Most people eat later, and when I always tell everyone that usually when everyone that we know gets together, it's usually late morning, and we did a little earlier today so we can get in here today, but... Oh, man. I mean, it's interesting spreading out Thanksgiving throughout the day because the leftovers become different in your eyes because by the time tomorrow hits, I'm already basically KO'd.
Yeah, but you said most people eat later. I eat early
like
and often.
That. Yeah. Well, yeah, you do.
Just like
yeah,
Chicago.
So you're used to it.
No, like Chicago where you vote early and often.
Okay.
Well. All right. Here's my four zine joke for the day. So
I don't get it. But
so we already reviewed. You reviewed Joseph Twilight. You gave it four zines, very high marks. Now, what is your next one? And you said there's a five zener in all the reviews sometime today.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess this is the five zines.
You think that Lincoln's a five zine?
Well, let me see. You're going to do This Must Be the Place, Life of Pi, Red Dawn, Serval Lining Playbook. Yeah, out of that, I'm going to have to say that or This Must Be the Place.
Okay. Sean Penn. What are you thinking, Greg? What's the five zine?
You know, I was thinking Lincoln, but I forgot about This Is the Place. But I haven't heard much about it. But when you said the name Sean Penn.
He's great.
Sean Penn,
that
leads
me to believe. So either Sean Penn, Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm going to go with The Last of the Mohicans. No, I'll go with... Sean Penn. I'm going to change from Lincoln.
Well, Sean Penn's a great actor, but you also got Daniel Day-Lewis, don't forget, in Lincoln.
He's fabulous.
And he plays President Abraham Lincoln, who, in a nation divided by war and the strong winds of change, pursues a course of action designed to end the war, unite the country, and abolish slavery.
Ooh.
This was directed by Steven Spielberg, right?
Oh.
So it must be awesome, right?
I would think it would.
I would think it would have been. But did you see last year, The Adventures of Tintin, that animated film that Spielberg did?
I saw parts of it, then I fell asleep.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. But, you know, that anyone who saw that last year and was a little bit disappointed, they're going to be completely surprised by the absolute atrocity that is Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Gosh, I really did not like this movie. At times it's drier than the Sahara Desert.
Oh man.
Other times it's so melodramatic that it resembles an amateur stage production. So that's saying that, you know, even the acting here, which is usually awesome. I mean, you've got a lot of actors in here in addition to Daniel Day-Lewis, but it's very amateurish. But either way, it's beyond boring, consisting of copious, long-winded conversations spoken with such monotony that, I mean, did you like the history class that you had in high school? Did you have a good time in there?
No.
I don't remember it, no.
I think it was
because you probably fell asleep.
Full of untruths, too.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, if you go back and read your history book, you will have a lot more fun than watching this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
especially a great president like Lincoln where they make a movie after him and it's...
Yeah. And
what is it, like a one and a half
zine? It is a one zine.
Oh, my gosh. That's the lowest ever.
That translates as to an F.
Wow.
So I never thought that I'd be given a Spielberg movie an F, but
unbelievable.
Hey, here we are on Thanksgiving.
Well, on the line we have Steven Spielberg. Steven, have at it.
Well, this is Steven here from L.A., and Joseph, what do you mean? Didn't you like all other movies, like Always?
I Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies of all time, Mr. Spielberg.
How about Always? Always.
Always.
What about Jaws? No, you never heard of Always? Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter?
Okay, all right.
All right.
It's a good movie, but that's your
gotta
time.
Go.
That's
your
time. You got to remember, we're younger here.
But that was
80,
a great movie. Oh, yeah, right. Thanks a lot. I'm like a half a scene now.
before you beat up Greg for that comment, let's get back to This Must
Turkey.
Be the Place, which is Greg's pick that he thought
I'm
was fine,
picking that,
right?
Too.
You're picking
I said
that too?
Sean. Well, let me look. Life of Pi? Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. Well, let's talk about This Must Be the Place. This Sean Penn plays a former rock star who discovers that his recently deceased father has been seeking revenge for a humiliation he suffered. He then decides to pick up where his father left off and starts a journey at his own pace across America. Sean Penn in this has this weird makeup. He kind of looks like a cross between Ozzy Osbourne and Howard Stern and I don't even know who else. He's got this gigantic hair wig that he wears.
Wow.
Very, very unusual. You know, but from its lingering and an entire performance from David Byrne of the Talking Heads to its lingering on a naked old man as he shuffles slowly across the snow, this must be the place is a motion picture that requires plenty and plenty of patience for both its placid pace.
I'm giving it a one zine already.
And
when you said naked old man, you didn't have me at that.
This is weird. It is a weird movie, and I think
really?
Just for the sake of being weird.
Really?
Yeah. Sean Penn's performance is just very peculiar.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I don't know. It's a very strange movie, and I think it relies on the mood of the audience. They want you to feel what Sean Penn is feeling and what these characters are feeling.
It's like a mood ring where how the show goes, you go.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a very perplexing movie. I'm giving it two zines, so that's a D. It's better than Lincoln, but you know I think that's our marker now. We're going to say it's better than Lincoln, and that's just
I was going to say
sounds good.
Once you started, because I haven't really seen much in terms of Life of Pi, in terms of reviews, or mm-hmm. really looked up the movie. Looking at it now, I get the sense. Life of Pi, of course, Gerard Depardieu. I get the sense that this is a movie because I don't believe it will be Red Dawn, which I really want to see. Haven't had a chance to see it yet. I don't get the sense that that's a five-zing movie, even though it looks very entertaining.
Yeah,
this looks like the five-zing movie. This will be my third choice. I'll say Life of Pi.
Well, let's see. Life of Pi is.
I don't think
we'll have
it
some,
is.
Cool whip.
A young man who survives a disaster at sea and is hurtled into an epic journey of adventure and discovery. While castaway, he forms an amazing and unexpected connection with another survivor, a fearsome Bengal tiger. So, if you've seen the ads for this, this is a young man on a lifeboat with a tiger.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so this is awesome. This is the five zine.
This is the five zine.
Yes, this is the five zine. This is an awesome movie. It's breathtakingly beautiful, extremely exotic, and incredibly immersive. See this in 3D. It's just outstanding. This is directed by Ang Lee, and it's based on the novel by Yann Martell. And it's just a majestic journey It takes a little bit too long. I will say this. It takes a little bit too long to get to the point where the tiger is on the boat with the young man. But you've got to kind of set it up. But it's visually stunning. It's spiritually uplifting and emotionally compelling.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a trifecta. You know, if you can kind of get through the beginning of it, again, it's worth it because you've got to have that depth in the beginning in order to feel the weight of the story later on.
Five zines. And what are some other pictures you've seen that achieve that five zine mark?
Five zines. Let's see. Frank and Weenie, I talked about that a couple weeks ago. That got a five zine from me. Let's see what
Godfather?
Else.
Godfather?
I don't. I wasn't rating back then.
Oh, I'd give it a five scene.
Yeah,
one and two.
Yeah, there's so many movies in my head.
But to set a standard, just to show how amazing this movie could be, five scenes.
This might be on my best list. It might not be. I'll just say that it is one of the 20 best movies of the year. I don't know if it'll be one of the 10 best because we still have quite a few movies to go here in December that look outstanding. But it is definitely one of the best movies that you will see this year.
20, okay. How about in your lifetime?
In your lifetime, oh gosh, there's a lot of movies. Maybe the top 100, possibly.
That's not bad, right?
I'm going to say these. These two words may forever change you. These two words, remember them.
Chuck Norris?
Close.
Oh, okay.
Richard Parker.
Ah, so Richard Parker.
Just remember those two words.
I'm writing it down now. Write down. Okay, Richard Parker.
Those might change your life forever.
Then now we're going to have to see Life of Pi.
Yes. So, but do you want to see Red Dawn?
I do.
Greg,
I haven't had a chance to yet, but I do. Yeah,
this has got a great
good.
Cast. Mm-hmm. Chris Hemsworth, Adrian Pilecki, Josh Hutcherson, Josh Peck, and Isabel Lucas play a group of young patriots who, in the midst of an invasion by North Korean soldiers, band together to protect one another and liberate their town from its captors and take back their freedom. Mm-hmm. So this is a remake of a movie. I think it was 1987 was when it came out. Patrick Swayze, I believe. And it's always a bad sign when a movie uses 10 times more ammo than it does dialogue. There's just a whole lot of gunfire in this movie. Very, very little story. And
two zine, I bet, right?
It is two zines. I'm giving a that's a D. So, but there was this movie earlier this year. It was an Australian import called Tomorrow When the War Began. Same exact story, only it was more believable and twice as much fun. Having said that, Greg, you still might want to see this because there's a lot of overly intelligent movies out there like this Sean Penn movie and Lincoln that you might fall asleep in. This one, you won't fall asleep. I'll tell you that.
Lots of action.
Yeah. It's a decent diversion from all the intelligence of this time of the year.
Yes, Greg. You see it. Let me know. Give me a book.
Next week, I will have an update on Red Dot.
And Silver Linings Playbook. This is who we've got an interview with today. Silver Linings Playbook. Bradley Cooper plays a former teacher who, after a stint in a mental institution, moves back in with his parents, played by Jackie Weaver, and one of your favorites, I know, Robert De Niro.
Yes. How do you know that?
I just figured.
Oh, I think he's one of the best three actors of all time. Who's my other two favorite?
Bradley Cooper.
No, Dustin. I like him, but Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
And Al Pacino. Those three, right?
Very good choices.
But how about Dustin?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, tremendous actors, right?
Yeah.
But then the newer generation, Tom Hanks, clearly.
Yes, Tom Hanks is excellent.
Isn't that right? Forrest Gump.
Absolutely, yeah.
And who was the other one you said?
Oh, and Tom Hanks isn't old, but not necessarily newer generation.
But compared to the generation.
Yeah. And, yeah, a bit newer, yeah.
But he's a great, he's tremendous.
Yes.
Oh, he came a long way from what? Bosom Buddies.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was an interesting show. I did like the beginning of that show. It was like a four-minute entrance into the show. The little introduction where they're in the park.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. And he says,
"You'll have to go back and check it out on YouTube."
Well, Bradley Cooper in this, he's just got out of a mental institution, and things get more challenging though when he meets this mysterious girl played by Jennifer Lawrence with problems of her own. This is supposed to be one of the Oscar movies, so again, it should be really good, right?
Yeah.
It's just average. For
two
me.
Zines?
No, it's three zines.
Three zines.
It's got a very entertaining and heartfelt first half of the movie, during which Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, with terrific performances from both of them here, show how pain can draw two people together just as easily as it can tear one person to pieces. But it becomes a headache-inducing halt. It just comes to a complete stop when they in a scene when Jennifer Lawrence starts arguing with Robert De Niro and all these other people. It's supposed to be this, you know, big scene in the book. It didn't work for me. It's still worth a watch, but only barely. And you know, I don't want to upset the author here that we have some interview clips with. But you know, I'm giving it a C. So three zines.
Three zines. Okay. Yeah. Well, we had a whole mixture of things. Of course, the winner, according to your review, is Life of Pi, five zines, can you believe it, with a close second to, of course, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yes.
What's amazing is you had a little of everything because you had a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, and a 1.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's amazing.
That's true. That doesn't happen very often.
I haven't been to the movies as much lately as I want to, but definitely I do want to see Silver Linings Playbook, you know, a big Bradley Cooper fan and De Niro, and you can't go wrong with Chris Tucker either, you know.
Yeah.
But
how about the girl?
Well, Jennifer Lawrence, I like. I think I like the Hunger Games. So she was
the one in the
good.
Hunger Games, the main star?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's fabulous.
Yeah.
I just like her.
He's on board.
I like her a lot. I thought she made the Hunger Games movie, did you?
Her
style of acting.
I think that the movie itself was excellent.
You liked it too. Give me some knuckles.
All right,
some knuckles right there live. Here we are on KXXT. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, what do you want to talk about? Films about food, dysfunctional family?
Yeah, we'll run through those real quick, and then we'll get to the interview and some deals, Black Friday deals.
Oh, yeah, people want to know about that. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Of course, we hope everyone's safe and sound and really truly giving thanks for whatever they have in their life as they enjoy and celebrate whatever type of feast they like. And I know Greg likes the turkey.
I absolutely do.
Because he calls me the turkey the time.
Well, your neck, kind of. You got that turkey neck.
Really?
Yeah. I thought so. But
how do they say that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. And that's our own Joseph Erdo, and you call him...
I Ardo.
Yeah. That was
my favorite part about earlier today is that chocolate turkey that Kim brought, my sister Kim, who actually has a show on here, Understanding Autism, but... I thought that was phenomenal. I don't think you had a piece of that. But
no, not yet.
Yeah, but later on, if we go back, you got to try that.
I'm going to try that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A chocolate turkey? Is that what you
Absolutely.
Said?
Well, you guys got to take a nap.
You were outside sitting by the little lake area in the backyard of the house there. But
nice.
Well, we all got to take a nap because, again, we're going to talk about the deals here in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wake up and get out there at midnight.
But you know what I'm thankful for? Movies, of course.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and if you don't want it's a good day to see movies. If you don't want to go to the theater, we've picked out some. To celebrate the holiday, you can jump on Netflix, maybe go over to Redbox and check out some of these festive movies, to say the least, right?
You know what? I usually see a movie on Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
At night. Don't I, Greg?
Yeah, normally.
I think I do. I like it. Have you ever done that?
I don't believe I've gone on Thanksgiving. I've gone on Christmas, and it is an excellent day. Christmas is an excellent day.
Oh, maybe
day
it's
yeah.
Christmas
movie.
I go on. Now I can't remember.
Well, the thing is, the movies open on the day before Thanksgiving. On Christmas, the movies open on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Christmas is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, so if you want to be
you
the
are
first
quite
one.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You know me better than I know me. That is really good. Okay, so we're going to talk about films about food, dysfunctional families, and...
Thanksgiving
itself.
Yeah. So let's see. Films about food. We'll run through these. Julie and Julia. That's a film about food, right? We got Amy Adams Meryl Streep playing Julia Child.
My favorite of all actresses.
Yeah? Meryl Streep or Amy Adams? Or Julia Child?
Meryl Streep. I love her. But Amy Adams, woo. Okay, yeah. That's all I got to say.
I love Martha Stewart. So, yeah, that's a great movie to see if you want to see how they're making some of the movies, some of the food, sorry. Got movies on the brain. So, but these are movies that will get you hungry. And, you know, so Julie and Julia, they're making all the food and everything. Mm-hmm. And this is a movie that's going to make you hungry. Ratatouille is another one.
I saw that. That was good.
Yeah, that's a great movie. It's mm-hmm. about a rat in a kitchen, right? He's a rat chef helping out this chef who doesn't know what he's doing. Again, a lot of food in this movie. A lot of food that who would like?
The Iardo.
Iardo would like. Iardo.
That's the type. He loves his turkey.
Italian food. Yeah. Dr. Iardo.
Italian turkey.
Yeah.
Is there an Italian turkey?
No, sorry.
Yeah, he talks like So, yeah, Ratatouille's a great one. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Uh-huh. I didn't see that.
That one's an animated one from, I believe it was Sony. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Jello in this movie.
Oh,
it will really. I mean, seriously, when you watch this movie, don't see it on an empty stomach because you will not make it through the movie.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So,
excellent.
Great films about food. Now, if you're with your family right now, or if you're about to sit down to dinner after the show, don't stop listening to the show unless you all want to enjoy the show together. Again, we got some great content here. But dysfunctional families, if you are all arguing, take a break from that. Watch one of these movies instead and let the other people argue.
We had only one fight earlier. But
really? Oh, yeah?
It's okay. The police took care of it.
No hospital involved?
There was a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
General Hospital. Yeah. Soap opera.
Yeah, that was
1942.
That was preempted today.
Was it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, The Family Stone. This is who's in this again?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Absolutely.
Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson, uh-huh. Dermot Mulroney, Diane Keaton, Craig T. Nelson, Rachel uh-huh. McAdams, Claire Danes.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's sort of a fun movie, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Again, they're all arguing, stuff like that.
Was there some guy that liked some girl, but then she liked some other guy?
Yeah, I think that's what happens with Sarah Jessica Parker, I think, in the movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Rachel getting married. Yeah. You know, of course, holidays aren't the only days that people argue. The weddings.
Yeah.
And
it lasts until they get divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they argue before and still get married the day later.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
last week with Hope Solo.
Wow.
You brought that up on the sports show last week. I think it was last Wednesday. And I was like, what are you talking about? Ouch. And then the next day I was reading that they got married.
So this is Rosemary DeWitt and Anne Hathaway Rachel getting married. Mm-hmm. American Beauty, ultimate dysfunctional family there. Mm-hmm. Kevin
Very
Spacey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That got great reviews, I think, back in the day.
It was one of my favorite movies of all time.
That was a very weird movie.
Very weird. Very good. And now Thanksgiving. Yeah. We'll get to believe it or not, there are some movies about Thanksgiving. There's What's Cooking, which is a movie about, I believe there's four families in America. There's an African-American family. There's there's a Jewish family, there's a Latino family, and there's a Vietnamese family.
Oh,
yeah. And some great stars in this as well. Kira Sedgwick, Alfre Woodward, Dennis Haysbert, Juliana Margulies. A great Thanksgiving movie about how all of them celebrate. Mm-hmm. Home for the Holidays. This is Holly Hunter. She arrives home for Thanksgiving, and again, some arguments ensue. Of course, any Thanksgiving movie wouldn't be complete without that. Mm-hmm. My favorite Thanksgiving movie is Pieces of April, starring Katie Holmes as a family outcast and
Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Well, not anymore, right? She's a family outcast who, in order to spend some time with her dying mother, Patricia Clarkson, invites her conservative suburban family to her beat-up apartment in New York City's Lower East Side for a Thanksgiving feast. She discovers that her oven is broken, though. So she's going around the apartment building asking, you know, can I use your apartment, your oven on Thanksgiving? Like they're not going to be using it themselves.
Oh.
So, but this family lets her use it. Then they say only 1 hour you can use it, which, you know, as you found with your defrosted turkey, that's not going to work.
No, that never works. Not at all. So some good films about food, dysfunctional families, and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Wow.
So, but now, we earlier, a couple of weeks ago, I had a nice sit-down with author Matthew Quick. He wrote the book that this movie, Silver Linings Playbook, is based on. And he was here in the Valley, so I got to sit down with him. And I recorded some of the answers for you guys, for the listeners. And now, this movie, I told you about it earlier, it's all right. It's decent. Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro.
Three zines.
It's not bad. It's not shabby. At least it's better than Lincoln, right?
Not politically.
Right. No, not politically. But now, here's a little clip on him on learning that his novel had been optioned as a major motion picture.
I had quit a tenured teaching position at a very prestigious high school. I had sold my house. I'd lived with my in-laws for 3 years and taken my bank account all the way to zero. So I had risked everything, and it was definitely the midnight hour. I had gotten an agent in New York, and the book was optioned for film before we even sold in New York as a book. And I was at a party in Vermont I was throwing, and I got a call, and I didn't recognize the area code. And if you're a fiction writer and you don't recognize the area code and you suspect it might be L.A. or New York, you pick up. And so on the other line was a man by the name of Rich Green from CAA. And he said to me, I'm your film agent. And at the time, I thought, I have a film agent? I didn't even know. And it was so mind-blowing that at first I thought, this can't be happening. It has to be one of my friends playing a joke on me. And I remember I got off the phone after talking to Rich and just needing to go outside in Vermont and walk into the woods and be by myself. Because it was such a moment. I'd worked so hard. And it really seemed as though I was going to have a career. And I always believed that I was going to have a career. But until those moments happen, there's always that dark part of you that says, you know, this is never going to work out. And most of the people in my life had either told me it was never going to work out or had definitely made me feel that way, including friends and family. They were very concerned for my well-being. And so to turn that corner was just, it was an incredible moment.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a kind of inspiring story. He didn't think he was going to make it. And then now he's got this movie, he's got this book, he's got other books in the works that are already, you know, optioned for to be published, probably going to be make movies out of those as well.
Wow.
So, right?
That's a great story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'd love to get a call and say, hey, you know what? I'm your film agent.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, we've signed a deal.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
I
let me just write it first.
Yeah. Well, you may get a call. I'm your syndicator agent.
Hey, that would be great as well.
Oh, in fact, on line one. There we go. Syndication. Okay.
Hi, Arnold. You're getting syndicated.
What about Dave and Greg?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Greg's okay, but that David, though.
He called me David. Okay.
Again, we talked about the great cast in this, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. But did you know that the two leads, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper, were not the original two people who were going to be in this movie?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, but I asked him about the casting, and here's what he had to say.
Originally, the casting was Mark Wahlberg and Anne Hathaway. And so I had seen Mark's work with David, and I think that his work, be it Three Kings or Huckabees, is some of the best that I've seen out of Mark Wahlberg, and I thought he'd be a very good Pat. And then I saw Anne Hathaway in Rachel Getting Married, which I think is a brilliant film, and I thought her performance was phenomenal. And I said, she's definitely a Tiff. Like, this is it. Like, after I was so excited. But then, of course, Anne Hathaway had to drop out because of Batman, and there was a clause in Mark Wahlberg's contract, and things got messed up. When they recast Bradley Cooper, I was excited because he's a Philly guy. He's an Eagles fan. He's from the area, so I knew he would get the local flavor, so I was really happy about that. Jennifer Lawrence, I knew she was, had been in Winter's Bone, and, of course, everybody, loved that film, thought she was so fantastic. And, people were saying she was too young at first. I never really worried about that because I knew David would handle that well. But when I saw her performance, I was loving the film, from the first second. But then when she came on screen, it was like, wow, like the whole movie just took off.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So that's interesting how they, how they projected someone else and then it ended up just as good or better.
Yeah, and it was originally supposed to be Mark Wahlberg because this is directed by David O. Russell, who, if you recall, directed Wahlberg in The Fighter. I believe that was that like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Great movie.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so but what about De Niro? What about De Niro? Right?
Yeah.
So if you were there is this actor in the movie who plays a therapist. If you were an actor, and you got this call from your agent saying, "Hey, you're going to be in this movie." And you find out you're now working with Robert De Niro, you'd be kind of excited, right?
I would think so.
Well, here I asked him what he learned about himself from this experience, and this is what he had to say.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that when you put art into the world, it affects a lot of people. One of the most beautiful stories that I can tell that I've experienced was Anupam Kher. He sent me an email when he first was cast. He's done something like 450 Bollywood films. Like, he's very famous in India. But it was his lifelong dream to work with De Niro. And he wrote me an email, and he said, "Not only have you made this happen, but also you wrote this character who's not a stereotypical Indian character. Like, he's integral to the plot. He's very well developed." And I thought at that moment, wow, like, you know, I never knew when I was writing in my in-law's basement all alone that I was going to make an Indian actor's dream come true to work with De Niro. And even, you know, just David, you know, this was a very personal project to him. Like, I never had any idea that, you know, this would create so many opportunities, you know, for Bradley Cooper to kind of reinvent himself on screen. And just down to all the industry that it creates in Philadelphia, you know, just how much money it brings into the city, and even just things like taxes. Like, I never dreamed about all of that when I was creating art. And so I think when you put art into the world, you know, sometimes people make artists feel as though it's a selfish thing, but it's really not. You know, you're giving this experience to all the moviegoers and the readers, but you're also creating opportunities for all these people that I didn't even know existed at the time of writing.
So his in-laws put him in the basement?
Is that what you get out of that? I got
No, that was great.
I think that's incredibly profound what he was saying. Absolutely. That you never know who it touches.
Right. We think that, I mean, we're just sitting there enjoying a movie. I mean, think about the economic impact of these movies. I mean, go back to Twilight and, I mean, all that money that, I mean, of course, Stephanie Meyer is getting rich off of this, and Taylor Lautner and all them, but all these other, the people that worked on the movie, I mean, that's an extraordinary opportunity.
Oh, no question, and it created stars out of this movie. You know, Robert Pattinson, I mean, look at what he's done. Of course, what was it called, Water for Elephants? Did you
Water
see that
for
one?
That was one of that was on my best list.
Oh, I love that. And with Reese Witherspoon, a tremendous actress, don't you think?
Yes, that was a five zine.
Yeah,
that was a five zine.
Give me some knuckles. That, you know, it sort of reminded me, in a way, the way it was set up, like The Notebook.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
kind of.
With the beginning, the ending.
Telling a story,
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got a lot of good reviews, did it?
It's
okay.
Yeah, it was okay reviews.
Much better than, like The Notebook, I thought was much better than it got. Did you like The Notebook?
Yeah, I like The Notebook. I know that last year for the Phoenix Film Critics Society, we have our awards, and I really pushed to try to get Water for Elephants on the best list, and I don't think that I got it there. But,
oh, too bad. I would have voted for it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So
good acting too.
Absolutely.
Oh, that husband. So, great acting, but
Christopher Waltz. I think is.
Yeah.
I think it was
Christopher Waltz.
I
don't do the Waltz.
Christoph.
Yeah.
Christoph
Waltz. That one. How do you know? And you didn't even see it.
Well, I know about
impressive.
The movie. Yes.
Impressive young man.
I like Christopher Waltz. The Green Hornet. Mild. While it wasn't my favorite movie, I thought Christopher Waltz was great in that.
There was
some good stuff about the movie, but you know, probably more of a three zinger. But
so maybe we can get that on DVD tonight or tomorrow with the Black Friday deals, right?
I think so. Well, let's see what we got.
Yeah.
What do we got, everyone?
Are you going out tonight or are you going out tomorrow?
Are you saying your Thanksgiving night movie or is it the Christmas night
movie? No, I don't usually do Black Friday or Thursday. No.
Oh, okay. I mean, stay away from the
I don't want to stand in line.
Okay.
Well, you're Dave Isaac. You don't have to stand in line.
Yeah, I get.
You just get there and they go, "Hey, look, it's Ron Jeremy." And they let you move up to the front of the line.
Well, I know that I didn't bring the ad with me, but I remember seeing that World Market has this Cost Plus World Market has this Life of Pi promotion going on.
Oh, wow.
Not sure. Again, I'm rushing there tomorrow.
Five zines.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, five zines. I don't know if they've got ornaments or something like that, but I'm standing in line there tomorrow for Life of Pi.
Really?
Whatever they got.
All right, maybe we'll come join Joseph R. Aldol. How do you say it?
Well, I hope not like that, Dave.
Oh, Erdo. I'll just stick with Erdo. Or but, Play-Doh.
So, let's see. Toys R Us opens at 8 p.m. tonight. Do you believe it?
No.
8 p.m.
So people will be standing in line like at 5 or something.
They might are, yeah, I think they're already there. They're listening.
Yeah, on the way back, I have one across the street from my house. I'll take a look.
So let's see. $4.99, you can get DVDs for Twilight. There's Twilight. $4.99, the original Twilight.
Okay.
That is a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Marmaduke, the Justin Bieber movie. Let's see. For $6.99, you can get Shrek. I know you like that
one. I love Shrek, yes.
The Green Lantern, Iron Man 2. Let's see. For $9.99, you can get The Lorax, one of the animated movies from this year.
These are good gifts.
These are great gifts. E.T., Snow White and the Huntsman, Titanic.
Oh, I love Titanic. I saw it on HBO or the cable.
Now, for $11.99, they have a lot of the Pixar movies for $11.99. Toy Story, they got Cars 2, they got A Bug's Life, they got Brave.
Ooh.
So,
Brave was good. What part did you like the best?
I didn't like Brave that much.
Oh.
No.
Long movie, wasn't it?
It was... I didn't like the story.
Yeah. So keep going. Black Friday.
Let's see. Blu-ray. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
I don't.
Okay. Blu-ray player. $14.99. Not for the Blu-ray player.
Oh,
sorry,
you got me excited.
For the Blu-ray. For the Blu-ray. Stay
That's
in
good.
Line anyway. You've heard it on Breakthrough Thinking. I demand
the magazine.
The magazine. $14.99 Blu-ray player. No. The Blu-rays. Brave.
You can get
Blu-ray.
The best of Joseph R. Arnold.
50% off all Sony DVDs and Blu-rays. Let's move on to a different place. Let's see. Walmart. They're open at 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, well, that's the same as the other one. But yeah.
I thought you
I
said
was excited.
9. Oh, yeah, 8.
8 p.m. tonight, Walmart. let's see. You've got one. Here. These are some excellent deals. $1.96, one-time offer, Green Lantern.
Oh.
So that's better than the other one. Taken, $1.96.
But what if it's taken by the time you get there?
Then you're out of luck.
Okay.
These are one-time deals. Let's see. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was an awesome one last year.
Yep.
If you have a Blu-ray player, $3.96. Blu-ray, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The Smurfs, we talked about that awesome balloon that was on the parade this morning.
Uh-huh. Papa Smurf.
$4.96 for the Smurfs movie. $7.96 Sherlock Holmes on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
$8.96 Brave on Blu-ray there.
But you don't like Brave.
No,
okay,
I didn't like
kidding.
Don't go there. Hunger Games. Okay, now for $8.96, you can pick up either The Hunger Games or Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Oh, I would go Breaking Dawn Part 1.
I didn't tell you had to choose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said or.
Yeah, you did. He said or.
Yeah.
Our Arnold.
So, let's see. What else have we got? We've got Kmart at 8 p.m. also. They
Again,
open
they're all competing.
Yeah, Kmart's got a lot of great stuff.
What they got?
They've got on Blu-ray for $8.99, Breaking Dawn Part 1 on DVD. They've got The Hunger Games on, that's DVD. Mm-hmm. Hunger Games also on DVD for $8.99, Battleship on DVD for $8.99. Snow White and the Huntsman, Despicable Me, Captain America, awesome movie, Thor, not Tron, Thor.
Oh, yeah, I did that. Remember last time?
Yep.
And let's see, they got Fast Five for $5.99.
Oh, I like Fast Five.
Yeah,
that's a
good.
Great one. Mm-hmm. Cabin in the Woods, I know a lot of people like that horror movie.
By the way, they used to call me Fast Five when I had multiple personalities. Okay, just kidding.
$7.99 for that one. The Gray on Blu-ray, $9.99. Or again, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, $9.99 on Blu-ray.
Wow. Okay.
They've got even more. Again, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man 2 on Blu-ray for $7.99. Why did I get married?
That's what I was wondering. why I did years ago.
You like that one. I know $5.99 you can pick that one up for.
Mm-hmm.
Real cheap here, $2.99 for The Dark Knight. Not Rises, The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Best Buy, if you want to go there at midnight, you could pick up for $1.99, Batman Begins. That's a good deal.
Yeah, those are good prices.
The original Paranormal Activity, $1.99. They've got over 50 titles to choose from.
Wow.
$1.99?
$1.99.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
And finally at Target. Target opens at 9 p.m. tonight. They've got Madagascar 3. They've got Brave, $10, $10, $6. Awesome deals.
Oh, thank you so much. This was a great show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Of course, stay tuned right after this show with Terry Cass, Real Estate Update. He's a real estate guru. And Joseph Erdo. Thank you so much.
I am so excited about Black Friday.
I am too. Greg Isaac, thank you. Get out, see Twilight. Maybe not Lincoln, but Life of Pi, 5 zines.
Absolutely.
Twilight, 4 zines. And we'll see everyone tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The Sports Show.